Our second honorable mention is passive disturbance generators by George Lee Scott. This innovative concept is the installation of passive disturbance generators to the leading edge of aircraft wings to prevent the loss of control by improving the characteristics of airflow, separation, and stall. These are thin discs cut from rubber sheet and attached to the leading edge with adhesive conforming to the leading edge radius. They do not create additional drag at the airflow angle of attack in normal flight conditions and become effective as the angle of attack of the wing increases. The pressure drag is reduced up to the separation point. The disturbance generators maintain airflow attachment on the leading edge, creating a trailing edge stall separation that moves forward. This should create a gentle stall, and on the recovery from the stall, the airflow reattaches quickly. The strengths the judges found with this concept was the low cost, easy retrofit with a wide applicability to prevent stalls, as opposed to just a warning. It also potentially can be added without affecting top speed because they are mounted on the wing stagnation point. The judges determined this device might be effective on land carrier type, which traditionally have poor stall characteristics and high rates of loss of control accidents. Land carrier operators might consider this a potential safety option since it does not affect its speed. This technology leverages significant work done by the German Aerospace Agency. The judges found the following deficiencies with this concept. No testing was done on more common general aviation or amateur-built aircraft. There was no mention of how a development program would be performed or where the prize money would be applied. And without broad testing in a variety of aircraft, particularly those prone to poor stall behavior, their effectiveness remains speculative. So we appreciate the effort these two EAA members in presenting, but there was more that was required by the judges in order to see the complete picture. So those of you that are considering applying for this prize next year, you have a better idea of what is really required and what the judges look for. So let's just give a round of applause for our honorable mentions. And now, if you give me 1 second, I'm gonna go backstage and see where the judges are at. Hopefully they've come up with a decision.
There we are. Thanks, you guys. You did a really great job tonight. Appreciate that. So I think with a little bit of drum roll, are we ready to go?
Ready.
All right. Okay, so we finally got there, and the number 3 award winner tonight is the AOA on the smartphone. Come on forward. Congratulations.
Thanks very much.
Congrats, guys. We're going to give you a couple of little awards here. I've got to get bronze, silver, and gold here. You guys have the bronze award, and Ken has an aircraft for you from Airbus. We really appreciate their sponsorship in this. Come on here. Get in the middle. We're going to do a photo. Great job. Thank you. Guesses for number 2? All right. Number 2 is the virtual co-pilot. Come on forward. Congratulations. Nicely done. Let me grab the silver prize here. Thank you. Great work. All right. How are we doing with the audience poll? Are we close?
Close?
All right, we're close. Number 1, drum roll. The AOA Tone Guys. Nice job, Mike. Nicely done.
Thank you, sir.
Congratulations. Now, I will say that we thought your tone was too loud on the video. It was overwhelming.
Adjustable. Yeah. Purpose for the video.
Yeah, we thought so. We were hoping that was the case. Nicely done. Gold Star Award. Nicely done, Mike.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Good job. Well, judges, just to let you know what the poll was for the audience.
Okay.
We had a tie with the angle of attack attached sensor on a smartphone, and it was tied with the feel flight grip. So
okay.
3 and 4 were a tie for the audience. So congratulations.
So the judges got to go back to school and get better at this. And I
no,
guess
when
I got
they
the...
when they come back in 2020, then we'll see how that goes.
Okay. So right. Our two runners up, obviously number 4 and number 5. We've got the stick grip and the HUD. Come on forward, guys. We'll do a little photo op with Ken. Which one goes to which here?
Okay.
Let's go this way.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, we do want to do them separate. You're right. Thank you.
Yes.
Keep me straight here.
All right.
Congrats. Nicely done. Congrats, guys.
Thanks.
Nice job.
Congratulations. You're going to hold it.
I'll just make sure
you
don't drop it.
Good job.
Okay.
So we want to bring out our top prize winners again. Michael, Vaccaro, Cecil Jones, and Christopher Jones come up front, and we're going to present the check for $25,000
for
the top prize.
Some big bucks.
Woo.
Congrats again.
All right. And those of you that texted your names in for the Airbus models that we have here, I hope you're present. Jeffrey Scott, all right, come to the stage. Frank Hanlon and August Zimmerman.
So
they're the three winners of the Airbus models that.
So can you tell us, for the judges' sake, a little bit of how they did this, how they won this?
I'm sorry.
Can you let the judges know how you picked them?
How I picked them? I didn't.
They showed up.
No. See, I just give them the information. They give us the input, and then it was selected, random selection. So,
very good.
So, who didn't come up? Did we get Jeffrey? No. Frank Hanlon. Who was that? Frank. Jeffrey Scott, not here. Okay, and then August Zimmerman. Not here. Okay. Do we have another name? Good. I guess August missed out. So let's
Very
see
good.
If we can get another name. Or I'll take it home. That's not a problem.
And I think we owe a big thanks to our sponsors at Airbus. Okay. Thank you very much, Ken.
So, yes. Congratulations to our winners. Thank you for coming this evening. We want to again thank Airbus, our sponsor. And to all the finalists, congratulations, and our top winner, too. So thank you, and good evening.